Hey guys, so I've been wanting to make this video just expressing my support for Pastor Bruce Mahian, First Works Baptist Church out in El Monte, California. So in case you're not caught up to speed, their church was actually attacked with a bomb, an improvised explosive device. Somebody threw an IED into their church. So some angry sodomite made a homemade bomb, attacked their church, and then they vandalized it. Now the FBI is actually investigating that crime. But so this comes on the back of, after a couple weeks, some sodomites, SJWs, and feminists caught wind of Pastor Mahia's preaching, and they began protesting his church, picketing it, surrounding his church in protest, petitioning the mayor to kick him out of the city for hate speech and shutting down, and to shut down his church and his congregation, which obviously would be illegal. And obviously in the United States of America, we have every right to peaceably exercise our religion, which the First Amendment guarantees us. And, you know, obviously the Bible guarantees that we have every right to practice our religion and serve God and preach the word of God. But, you know, this tolerant lot, after basically just raging for days and threatening, sending vile threats, vile messages, vile images to Christians, to the pastor, they end up bombing his church. They threw an IED into his church. So we support him, and I support him, and I know many other Christians have been showing their support and sharing their support. I support him, and it's no surprise to me and people like me and to Pastor Mahia, because we've been preaching for years and believing for years what the Bible teaches, that these sodomites are really like. They're horrible, evil, reprobate people who will do violence to anybody, and they love violence, and they're filled with all unrighteousness. And the real picture isn't will and grace. The picture is, you know, surrounding the real truth of what a sodomite is lines up with the Bible. You know, basically angry hordes of perverts surrounding churches, surrounding houses, banging on doors, demanding that, you come out to them, and, you know, blowing up your church building, because they're sons of Belial, they're enemies of the Lord. And so I support First Works Baptist Church, of course. And also, very apropos to this subject, last night, Pastor Jonathan Shelley and Steadfast Baptist Church, they released a documentary called The Sodomite Deception, which is, you can go to sodomitedeception.com, watch this documentary for free. There's also a link, the YouTube premiere that he live streamed last night is actually still up on YouTube. Last time I checked, probably won't be there for long. But basically, this documentary will show you the truth about the sodomites. It'll show you criminally, statistically speaking, what they're really like. How, yes, they do abuse children en masse, and they have an extreme number of victims, all of these sodomites, and they're constantly molesting and violating people, just like the Bible warned us of. And you know what? There's dire consequences to ignoring the Bible and being a queerbait Christian. Because you know what the consequences are? It's basically somebody violating our children, our land, our own minds, vexing our own souls, but basically stealing our children's purity, violating them with just depraved ideologies, sodomy-minded ideologies, and ultimately trying to recruit them to the side of Belial. I mean, that's what it is. And Christians cannot put their head in the sand about this anymore. You know, this isn't a disagreement about the timing of the rapture. The sodomites are evil, violent people. There's a reason the Bible puts the death penalty on them in Leviticus 20:13. And then reiterates that in Romans 1:32. So this movie will show you historically what the sodomites, how they have been viewed, and how, especially in America, and look, all over the world it's like this. You know how many sodomites are put to death in countries all around the world? Island countries, countries in Central and South America, you know, in mountains, certain mountain countries and towns, in villages, in countries in the Middle East, countries in Africa, you know, South and Central America. These guys are put to death because basically that law is written on their heart, even if these might be heathen countries or pagan countries. And these countries might not necessarily have been had time to be brainwashed by Hollywood and the media. So this movie will also show you how the acceptance of sodomites in America is directly correlated with the mass brainwashing campaign of Hollywood in Washington, D.C. So it's going to clearly show you how, look, the only reason this has been accepted in America is because of a brainwashing campaign. Americans historically haven't believed in this. In fact, in the 60s, before the boomers sold us out to Jewish bankers and to Will and Grace, we hated sodomy in America. It was detestable. We all believed that it should be punishable with criminal penalties. And even in the great state of New Jersey in 1668, they were putting sodomites to death. And in many other states, in the early days, the inception of America, when it was actually blessed by God, sodomites were put to death. And this documentary, it's groundbreaking. And if you believe the Bible, don't harden your heart to it. You know, don't have this Stockholm syndrome to the sodomites in America. We have to fight it. It's a spiritual battle. You fight it with the word of God. You fight it by standing your ground and not moving on this issue. Sharing the sodomite deception, showing your support for Pastor Mejia and First Works Baptist Church, not cowering to sodomites, going soul winning more, doing more for God, and speaking the truth about this issue. And the extent of the issue isn't just should they get married or not. No, sodomites are adopting children, snatching them and defiling them, molesting them in this country, because that's their modus operandi. That's what they do. And this movie, The Sodomite Deception, will show you that. There's grave implications to being a sodomite sympathizer. Grave implications for your family. So the boomers might not understand that they're selling out our country to literally like a transvestite devil queen who is a Jewish banker. You know, that's basically, you know, the apathy of the boomer generation. But you know what? That doesn't have to be our generation. We can turn the tide back on this, because sodomy is something that's so naturally repulsive to mankind that it doesn't have to, if we can show people the stats, the truth, the word of God, we can turn the tide on this issue enough to where we can get some sodomites to go back in the closet. But you know what? If they're the only ones barking so loud and you don't bark back, and you don't stand your ground, they're going to keep gaining ground. But you know, the Bible says beware of dogs for a reason. And when we turn our backs on the warnings of the Bible, God is going to curse our land and just let the sodomites overrun our land, because we don't want anything to do with them. So Christians and Baptists need to stand on the word of God, which clearly teaches such a clear doctrine about how vile sodomites are. And nowhere does it teach to love and embrace them. All right, guys. So watch The Sodomite Deception and support First Works Baptist Church in El Monte. All right. God bless you guys.